So how would you have been appointed a captain? Did it come from the company?
The company, yes. They move you up. Just say, for instance, you was captain on a vessel and say you was going to retire. And I'd been running, say, as your relief. Say was working 30, 15, I'd been working. You'd get off, I'd take your watch. And say you was retiring, or say you was going to another vessel. They built another vessel, and you was going over on it. And then they had to tell me, ask me if I'd want the job, which, naturally, if I'd been doing it, I'd step into it, because it's extra pay, extra responsibility. So it all goes together, the pay along with the responsibility.
So you would be next in line, and you would have gotten there because people trust you and would kind of recommend you for first the relief captain, and then once an opening came up.
Right. Well, you said recommended. Usually when you're working for a company, the company already knows.
Yeah.
It knows the job you've been doing. And they're pretty well acquainted with you and understand whether you're going to be able to do that job or not. And if you can do it, they're going to definitely offer to you a chance. It might not happen, but chances are it will. I mean, 99% of the chance they're going to offer to you. Because you're doing it anyway. You've been doing it anyway. Usually whenever a man goes into another position, but it's in your position, you've already been doing it anyway to a big degree.
Yeah.
And when the next man leaves out, you just want to let them set you in place of it. So.
Right.
And the company knows whether you're able to do it. And if you're not able to do it, they're not going to give it to you anyway.
Right. So in addition to the reports that you would mail out mid-trip, did the company hold, like, debriefing meetings after a trip with the captain?
No. Well, you may talk to you on the phone, but as far as briefing you...
Or kind of like after you're done with the trip and you're off. Would you have to submit?
Sometimes you go in. Yeah, if you say if you got, say if you had taken it off on days and there'd been you had problems of something that needed to be discussed, you go in, you discuss it with your port captain,
yeah,
or the president or vice president, whoever you had to consult, you know, in getting a problem done or this is going on. And when you get off, you do that. Before as I'm calling you, unless they had a problem and just briefing you or asking, they might ask you questions if something's been going on. Why did this happen? What can we do to avoid this ever happening again? Yes, that does happen.
Yeah.
But don't have enough time to turn around.
Right.
You don't have a kind of problem.
Right.
But just being a captain of the vessel is, I guess you just call it, what would you say? Was it a privilege? To serve.
I would say so,
To serve. Because the higher you get, that's what you're doing. All you're doing is serving. That's all you're doing. You're doing more.
Mm-hmm.
And you got more headaches. And but you're serving.
Right.
You're serving the company, you're serving the men under you, and you lead. You got to lead.
Mm-hmm.
You got to lead. And if you lead, people will follow you.
Right.